So we're talking about Deal or...
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal,
yes.
That was it, Deal or No Deal, which you informed me was actually founded in Canada and we stole it in the UK.
That was not entirely factual.
That was...
I do not know the origin.
You know how many people I've told that to? What is up, guys? Welcome to take two of this week's video. In truth, we've actually recorded this before. But not living up to our millennial stereotypes, we missed out on a key factor of the video and the podcast being sound.
Yes.
Slight
oversight.
Slight oversight. However much you people would have appreciated a 10-minute video of just silence and nothing but us mouthing words.
We should do that one day. And just we should do a subtitle one.
Watch the followers just drop.
Could lose a feel.
Just drop.
Could lose a feel.
On a plus note, yeah. Today's video is sponsored by Kessie.
Casey Archibald.
Casey Archibald, also known as Casey Archibald.
At Ziva Mortgages. Thank you, sir, for the breakfast.
It's delicious.
Which I can't eat because it's too loud into the microphone. But thank you. We will enjoy it after. Casey Archibald, spelled Casey by the kind gentleman at Starbucks. Today, we are talking about the market. It's crazy. If you're in the entry to, I'd even say mid-level condo market, and entry-level house and lot markets are...
All the way up.
Crazy.
I'd say even more than that. So
we're under 2 million.
So we're talking about Deal or...
Deal or No Deal.
Deal or No Deal, yes.
That
was it, Deal or No Deal, which you informed me was actually founded in Canada and we stole it in the UK.
That was not entirely factual.
That was...
I do not know the origin.
You know how many people I've told that to?
So today... The market's going in a certain direction. There's a lot of people that are hesitant because it isn't new that it's going in this direction, but it's relatively new. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people, the deniers.
So,
and then there's a lot of people that just aren't willing to pay attention at the moment because it's crazy.
That's it. So the market's in a strange period right now, and the market is always doing what it's doing, but we're going through this transition period now where it comes to buyer and seller mindset. And that mindset is having to shift from what was to what is. So I always find this movement is a lot easier for sellers overall because, I mean, if the market's not where you want it to be, unless you're experiencing extreme financial pressure, then you could either keep hold of the property, wait, try and hope the value increases, potentially rent the property out, rent part of the property out for some rental income. You have more options.
Got options. Yeah.
Whereas a buyer, when you go into the market, you're literally there to do one thing. You're literally there to buy. There's no escape clause for you because if you don't buy in the downturn and you don't buy now, then you're just waiting for the next downturn, which will be more expensive than this downturn. So you're at a bit of a disadvantage for buyers. And that's what we're going through right now. We're going through the mindset shift into this new market of what we're seeing for buyers. So there's kind of like to Jay's point, there's the people who need to, they keep up to date with the market. They read some of the news, they look at the actual facts and figures, and they kind of come to the conclusion of the market changing themselves. There's the people who get into the market thinking it's one way, lose a few times, and after a few weeks, hopefully, they kind of see the new reality in the market.
The most common,
yeah. Then there's the outright naysayers. And these naysayers are the people who are in the most danger, especially now with social media, because these naysayers will not just not believe where the market is at, they will do everything in their power to prove to themselves why the market is not why the market is not for them, or why they can justify going about in a different way.
And not to say that everyone has to buy right now, but everyone should be listening to a variety of sources of information to gather the most factual evidence about where the market is right now, if you do or don't believe what you're hearing from one, two, or three.
That's it. And so we're predominantly talking to you naysayers out there who are actively looking to buy, who are playing in the market right now in some way, shape, or form. So this has actually become even more heightened with social media now because you're being targeted everything that you read. So you can read, well, probably just one or two opinion articles about where the market is at and how someone's opinion of this is just a blip, it's going to come back down, wait, and then prices are going to drop another 30% or whatnot. Now, because of like social media and the rise of it and the targeting, you'll then start getting served all of this information that feeds into that opinion, giving you a false belief that this is now the case and you're in for a deal and the market's either going to drop. Or there's the other one, which is deal or no deal, the old 6 million being sold for 3 million kind of ones.
Yeah, so always, I'm going to just overhang everything here by talk to your realtor who's going to show you comparables. And that will trump almost all of the potentially false information you're going to get, in my opinion. The technology working against you, which Ben just highlighted, is very true and real and unfortunate. The next point, again, we've had a number of people saying, I saw this catastrophic price drop and this guy got a $6 million property for $3 million or whatever the last one you saw was. And you always have to remember when the market's especially going like this, no one's getting a deal. You're paying market value. If you are or are not in competition, people can very easily see what market value is when they're listing their homes. They may have strategies around it, list low, try and generate multiple offers. But again, in multiple offers, the highest price paid is the market value now. That's where the new benchmark setting comes, which is another dangerous aspect, which we've, I believe, touched on a number of times with these climbing prices. But these diamond in the rough, huge reductions that people think is a deal.
It was just never worth that in the first place.
Well, not
just
that to it cut was straight, ever worth.
Just to cut straight to the point of Jay McInnes's continuous babbling, it was never worth $6 million in the first place. It was always worth $3 million. In one sentence, I've highlighted what you've just spent.
I'm building this up.
We've got 10 minutes and you spent 30% building
so
up.
So don't use these diamond in the rough transactions as fact of there are actually deals to be had out there or that you're going to wait for the next one of those because it's just not realistic at all.
Yeah.
It was never worth these ridiculous peak prices. It's
yeah.
always worth what it sells for.
It's like if you're in a condo right now and in the market it's worth $1 million, it's like you putting that on for $3 million, somebody coming through offering you $1 million, you accepting it. That person is then not sat in the home thinking, oh, I got a $3 million condo for
$1 million. Well, exactly. I could sell it tomorrow for $3 million.
Right? It was just never worth that. And all the time, especially with the way the market is right now, is if you're feeding this type of information to yourself, looking at these vast anomalies, you yeah. start going into the market with that mindset, you're going to go into something, you're going to offer crazy low, you're going to be expecting them to come back, accept your offer because you're a genius and you know what's going on behind closed doors, you're sweet, you know this, and before you know it, it's gone into multiple offers, it's sold for above the asking price and you just kind of left there. And then hopefully you turn into one of those stage two people that once you go through this a little bit, you kind of realize what the market is actually doing. Or you just remain one of those naysayers and you know best. And
yeah.
then you're kind of left with nothing but your Facebook group chat, which is now talking about how the market's about to tank again for the next 6 years.
Yeah, so it's extremely important, especially now when the market is moving, where you're getting your information. And my personal belief, there's blogs and articles and all this shows and whatever on it, but if you're buying in downtown, speak to a downtown-focused agent. That's where you're going to get the reality. If you're looking in Surrey, speak to a Surrey-focused agent. I think it always comes down to just get the actual information, and you're going to get that the fastest through a local specialist.
It's all about sold comparables. It's all about sold comparables. And like Jay was saying, there's so many different strategies to go to market with pricing versus what something actually sells for. If you want a realistic, a genuine, no kind of BS figure on where the market is at in that particular area or that property, it's going to be sold comparables, which are going to give you that without any kind of smoke and mirrors or media negativity or anything surrounding in it. Otherwise, you're just going to get kind of, you're looking at it with rose-tinted glasses, as they say.
Is that an English thing?
That is an English thing, probably after Elton John.
Oh, that was a good movie too. So yeah, sold comps plus market climate, temperature, whatever you want to call it, equals today's market value. And
yeah.
that's basically what it comes down
Don't
to.
Look at the anomalies and the opinion articles and make your final decision on the market based on those. It can be comical sometimes, but...
Well, funny to watch, but there's no end results at the end of the day. So it's kind of depressing. Is that it?
And speaking of the end, that is us. We're done for this week. Take two. Do not clap because we messed up the first one. We don't have the right to clap ourselves. We're going to continue enjoying our Casey
English
breakfast.
Technically. Thing with weird bacon on top, but it's good. Thank you, Casey.
And we will see you next week. Next week, we're going to be talking to you about how to navigate multiple offers. So a lot of you have been asking questions about that with the way it is in the market right now. So we're going to touch on that next week. So thank you for all of you who have requested that topic. We will see you next week, guys.
Thank you.